It's time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Talking Chatham County government today, and we're joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. ChathamNC.org is the county's website. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're getting on to the end of 2020. We're looking ahead to 2021, and we'll talk about the year that was and the year ahead. But before we get to that, county commissioners did have a meeting last week, Monday, with a number of key items on the agenda. Last meeting of the year for you. So what went down?
Yeah, we had our superintendent was leaving. So we did a recognition of that, and we discussed board liaison roles, and which sometimes sound insignificant, but that is how a lot of our local boards and committees connect with the county government, and we translate information between the two sets of organizations, so that's critical. And I don't remember anything other than there were a couple of, I know, that time has taken on an entirely
different time has absolutely no meaning anymore. Yeah. So one of the things I was looking at the agenda, and a really cool thing you got from the county manager, it was the time of the year to recognize the employee of the year, and it being 2020 and what we've all been through and what Chatham County government has been through, and then to have a complete phone, internet, email outage on top of that for 2 months. Every single employee was named employee of the year. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, it took 2020 to demonstrate how critical every aspect of what we do in county government is critical, is important. And so, yes, everyone rose to the challenge, and we had many of them. You know, I would have thought that 2019 was a challenging year because we went through several challenging things, but 2020 has kind of reset the calibration for what we will consider a difficult year from this day forward. And people rose to the challenge, collaborated. We came through, I would say, the hacking experience remarkably well, given that some local governments had challenges that were ongoing for many months. And we are almost back at full speed. I am 732 emails behind, so don't make that part of the challenge. But, you know, we were able to recover vast quantities of what was important, and everything moved forward. Even, you know, finance department went through and they did everything by hand, and people got paid and bills got paid and challenges were met. But, you know, that reminds you that there are some people that have high profile positions and you see what they're doing, like the health director during this critical time. But there were a lot of people behind the scenes doing a lot of things that kept government running.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 732. Is that the actual number in your inbox right now?
Oh, yeah.
What was it when you, like, what is it down from?
So it hasn't significantly changed because they're coming in.
Right.
The system keeps updating and bringing in more emails that we were behind. And they're not coming in date order. So the new email, if you send me an email now, it does come in date order. But the recovered emails are not coming in date order. So they are just more of a challenge to respond to.
I remember, we were talking about this earlier, that I was just muscle memory stupidly sending emails to you in November, wondering why I wasn't getting a response. And it took like 3 weeks for me to realize, oh yeah, that's right, we've been reporting on this internet outage the entire time. Like, how long does it take me to put two and two together? But that's got to be such a challenge for you. Yeah. So it's certainly been a challenge, that on top of everything else, but it's also through it all been a year when we've seen a lot of people really stepping up their efforts to help. A lot of significant accomplishments have happened in the last 12 months. What are some of the key accomplishments that Chatham County has seen?
Well, I would say one of the things that I've been most proud of is our collaborations with other communities. So one thing that Chatham County has done that I think is an important part of local governance, and not, I don't mean government in the way that the elected leaders are participating, but in the way that our staff participates, is through our Leadership Academy. And the Leadership Academy is a way that employees become more intimately knowledgeable about Chatham County. And it's been recognized by the University of North Carolina School of Government. But we realized that not every county could afford to do what we were doing, to bring that kind of leadership skill and training over many months to their staff. And Chatham County staff collaborated with some of the counties in down east that were not able to do it, but could really benefit from some of this leadership training, collaborated with them, went down and did training, and have collaborated across throughout this year. And during, we had a hurricane this year. We had a couple of hurricanes this year, but we had one in particular that was devastating to some of the counties we were working with. And our staff and the Leadership Academy team came together and drove down and took supplies, took, you know, equipment, and really helped them through. And it was just a reminder that we can do what we do that's part of our job, and then we can do the things that go above and beyond that make all the difference for our community, for communities around us, that make a difference for our greater community. And to see Chatham County residents doing that in the midst of everything that they were dealing with COVID on the home front and our own challenges right here at home, was just, it was a very reassuring feeling that we are in good hands. So that was really, I think, one of the things that I was proud of. And one of the other things that I would raise to the top is the number of people that participated in the election. Chatham County hit 84%. Which is remarkable, and especially remarkable during a year with COVID, and you know, the other challenges that have come with COVID, like loss of income, et cetera. To have our population be engaged and participating in our electoral process was, again, part of what I find very reassuring about how we will go forward. So you're right. You know, this has been a challenging year, but I think it's also been a year where you've seen the best of people. And I like to know that these are the kinds of people that we have around us day in and day out. You know, they are doing wonderful things all the time, but it's good to be able to highlight some of these things toward the end of the year.
That voter turnout is something that we were following here on a day-to-day basis, because the numbers kept getting updated during the early voting period. And just the first couple of days, Chatham wasn't standing out ahead of other counties. It was up there, but not necessarily the highest. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept not only surpassing, but way surpassing all of the other counties nearby and in the state, where voter turnout was also extremely high. And it was just a really remarkable thing to keep track of.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, there were workers behind that.
Oh,
you know, there was staff in our elections board, and there were volunteers that helped with that. And, you know, kudos to them for that very important work.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, and looking now ahead to 2021, especially the first couple of weeks or the first month or so of the year, what is on the county's plate? What is on your agenda as a county commissioner? What are we going to be seeing and hearing about?
So my hope is that we're going to be seeing and hearing more about our Unified Development Ordinance, because it is one of the few tools that we really have at our disposal to begin to address specific aspects of affordable housing. We've talked about affordable housing. We've talked about housing affordability for some time now. We've begun to do the investment part that is just sort of seed money. But counties, you know, a county can't really afford to build affordable housing. And if we're going to see something that encourages and provides real teeth for affordable housing developers to grab onto, we need to get that UDO in place. We have got to get started and get these things. And it's a long process. So we have to start developing these tools and getting them in the hands of people and organizations that can help with this. I think affordable housing is going to become even more critical as we try to find our way out of the challenges that COVID-19 have brought. You know, we're going to have households that have even less disposable income and less certainty. And I think local government needs to step up and put a little fire under ourselves to get this done.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, and as we wrap up, other things going on in Chatham County that folks ought to know about right now.
Yes, we are still on track to return to school. So we have had a gradual scaling up of the grades that are in-person school, and we are now at middle school, and the intention is for January, the restart of the school year, to find high school students returning. And so far we've been, you know, there's a little bit of luck, but a lot of good planning. We have been not seeing outbreaks in our schools. And we hope that continues and that children can get back into the classroom, because we know that, you know, that's where they learn best. You know, there's a reason that we have the professionals in the classroom. And my son often reminds me that he likes his other teacher better, and so do I.
Well, again, ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County government. Look ahead for county commissioners' meetings as they're getting those underway in January. County Commissioner Karen Howard, Thank you so much for being with us today, and have a happy new year.
Thank you, and the same to you.